AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, on his first international trip as president, first visited with U.S. troops in Britain. Here's more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The president was greeted by American troops at a Royal Air Force base in Britain. His message?
The United States is back.
This is the president's first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. The president teared up when speaking to the troops.
So proud. And I only wish my major was here to thank you as well.
He was talking about his son, Beau. The president also said COVID needs to end, not just at home, but everywhere. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tomorrow, the president is expected to announce an agreement with Pfizer to buy 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
I do not want to get ahead of the president, who will be speaking to this issue tomorrow, and we'll be able to talk about additional steps the United States is taking to help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
Sources say the U.S. will, through the next year, donate the doses through the UN to 92 lower-income nations and the African Union. Canadian company drops plans to build the Keystone XL pipeline in the U.S. after President Biden blocked a permit approved by former President Donald Trump. Jackie Quinn has more.
After years of delays because of environmental concerns, the Trump administration had revived construction on the controversial pipeline that would have transported Canadian crude to Nebraska and then use other lines to the Gulf Coast. President Biden, on his first day in office, revoked the permit. Attorneys general from 21 states filed suit trying to get the permit restored.
This is AP News. A Louisiana State Police Unit internal investigation.
A secret seven-member panel drawn from officials across the Louisiana State Police is conducting a review of Louisiana State Police Troop F, a unit that has become notorious in recent years for alleged acts of brutality. The internal investigation is into whether troopers in the unit are systematically targeting black motorists for abuse. The panel's existence was confirmed to the Associated Press by four people familiar with it. The panel was set up in response to the death of Ronald Green in a 2019 arrest and three other violent stops of black men. Body camera video obtained and published by the AP last month shows Green was stunned, punched, and dragged by troopers before his death. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York is working with writers, producers, hosts, and contestants gathering scripts, props, set designs, and other material for a national archive of TV game show history. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.